Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's throw this headset on here. Here we go. Maybe my headset. Okay, Caden, let me know if I'm too loud or too low because these little VU meters on this board don't tell me squat. That's what happens when you got old equipment here, but that's all right. We got a good engineer that can tinker with it from time to time. Let's see here. You guys are not allowed to have fun. You are not allowed to have fun. I saw BBC, I don't know if it was BBC One, BBC Two, or BBC Three, but the BBC, I saw an article that says, you guys, hey, before you go having all that fun out there, making your own little action figures, this is the latest trend. Have you guys seen this? It's actually really cool, really funny. I'm too cheap to pay for ChatGPT Pro version, so I haven't really made any of my own action figures. Think about, like, you know, your action figure, little plastic package. You'd go to the store as a kid, and you'd get your G.I. Joe or your Barbie doll, and it would be complete with accessories. You know, the G.I. Joe would have the gun and the body armor and the helmet and everything, and then the Barbie would have the purses and all the other stuff, the jewelry. With AI, with artificial intelligence now, this is the latest trend. You can now create your own action figure. You take a photograph of yourself, or better yet, a photograph of one of your friends, and then you type in a description. You say, hey, this is who this person is, and this is what they do, and then you give the action figure a name, right? Like for Caden, it could be Umpire Caden, you know, and he could be him, you know, working as an umpire in the new high school baseball, right, a series that's underway now. And then it could have all the accompaniments that would go with that, probably a big cup of coffee next to a baseball bat, right? And it will spit out an image. It will make you look like an action figure complete with all the accessories and its own little package and everything. And a whole bunch of people are doing this now. I saw Congressman Zinke had one. Our friends Russell Nimitz, Lane Nordland, and Paul Humphrey, their great photographer, they've all got their own action figure boxes now that they were sharing on their Western Ag Network Facebook page over the weekend. But the BBC is telling you, stop having fun. No fun. What they're saying is, like, hey, when artificial intelligence has to do all of that thinking, all of that processing, it consumes a lot of energy. So you need to think before you make your own little action figure. It's like, wow. Does the BBC stop and think, well, maybe we shouldn't cover that story in Africa because we're going to consume a lot of energy covering that story in Africa. Our TV, our radios, our newspapers, our digital versions. Oh, it's all going to consume electricity, but maybe we should just stop doing whatever it is we're doing because it consumes a lot of electricity. No! They never want to stop doing what they're doing, but you want to have a little fun and create your own little action figure play set of you or your buddies. And, oh, before you do that, you need to know you're going to use a lot of electricity. Golly. That makes me wonder, is that former Democrat candidate for governor, is he out there suing ChatGPT for climate change because of all the AI folks out there? My kids aren't going to go skiing on this ski hill if you keep making action figures with AI. Later on in the 9 o'clock hour, I'm going to run some interesting numbers. How many coal plants would it take to power something electronic? Anyway, that'll be coming up later.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With partly to mostly sunny skies for today, we're looking at high temperatures in the mid to upper 50s. For tonight, skies will stay mainly clear with low temperatures in the mid-30s, and the outlook for Tuesday does call for sunny to partly cloudy skies. Highs ranging from the upper 60s in Bozeman to the mid-70s in Billings. Partly cloudy skies into Tuesday night with lows in the low to mid-40s. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Securing America.
The Pentagon firing a Greenland Space Force base commander, saying she undermined Vice President J.D. Vance during his recent visit. The vice president claiming Denmark failed to keep Greenland safe, saying it would be safer under U.S. rule Colonel Susan Myers explaining in a statement, the concerns of the U.S. administration discussed by Vice President Vance are not reflective of the base. The Pentagon responding, actions to undermine the chain of command will not be tolerated. Greenland is a territory of Denmark, a NATO ally of the U.S. President Trump has said he wants to annex it for national security purposes. Greenland's leadership has repeatedly said it's not for sale. The Space Force, which was established in 2019, is dedicated to space-related operations and national security, including helping the Department of Defense monitor and protect satellites used for GPS, weather monitoring, and television. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August. Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's jump right into it here this morning. My goodness. You know, I was kind of thinking, man, it was a pretty quiet weekend. And it really, it wasn't. It was just I deliberately tuned a lot of things out to get a little bit of a break over the weekend. And, you know, hey, had, you know, kids' sporting tournament all day Saturday. Which, by the way, now we have another sport with high school baseball. So school buses crisscrossing the state. That consumes a lot of energy. That consumes a lot of energy. And so, yeah, where's the lecture from the BBC and all these other folks on the left who want to tell you, don't have fun with artificial intelligence because... it consumes a lot of energy. Oh, no. All righty. Let's see. This is the craziest story of the weekend, though. And I'm surprised. It seems like it's just being treated as like another story. It's just kind of like all of the craziness of the Joe Biden, John Tester years. It's just kind of like, here's another story about what Joe Biden did. Okay, so... you know two things. One, Joe Biden allowed 15 million plus illegal aliens to be flooded into this country. Okay. You know that individuals suspected to be on the terror watch list also broke into this country illegally. We know that, right? We know there was a lot of them. In fact, at one point, there were more terror watch list individuals crossing the northern border than they were, or at least interaction, known interactions, than there were on the southern border. Then what else do we know? We know that, well, Joe Biden was giving Social Security numbers to these folks. Well, Joe Biden and John Tester and the Democrats were giving government benefits to these folks. This number came out. I think the Daily Caller first reported this. Senator Marsha Blackburn out of Kentucky. Doge. Elon Musk's crew with the Department of Government Efficiency. Here's the tweet from Senator Marsha Blackburn. This came out a couple of days ago. If you're wondering why you didn't see major news headlines in the major Montana news media, or at least what used to be the major Montana news media, they're kind of slipping. Senator Marsha Blackburn said this, it's corrupt. Doge found that 6,300 aliens admitted with criminal or terror ties, went on to receive a Social Security number and benefits like Medicaid under Biden. And I'm not getting Medicaid. Are you getting Medicaid? You getting Medicaid? You getting Medicaid? Terror watch list individuals are getting Medicaid benefits. Senator Marsha Blackburn added this, Democrats lied about Republicans wanting to cut benefits for hardworking Americans, but allowed this blatant misuse of tax dollars. Where's the other? Okay, let me get to the Daily Caller story. So that's where I wanted to go. I heard a little blurb about this morning, I think on Fox and Friends, or maybe it was Fox and Friends first. And I was like, wait a minute, wait, what? How many 600 individuals on the terror watch list received Medicaid benefits. Here we go. Customs and Border Protection, this is from the dailycaller.com, article by Reagan Reese. Customs and Border Protection has identified 6,300 individuals who were paroled into the United States since 2023 during the Biden administration, but are on the FBI's terrorist screening center or have a criminal record, a senior White House official shared with the Daily Caller. Among these, here, this is the big numbers here. Among the 6,300 paroled aliens with criminal or terrorist records, 905 were collecting Medicaid, including four on the terror watch list. $276,000 was paid out. All of them had Social Security numbers. 41 were collecting unemployment insurance, receiving $42,000 in benefits. 22 received federal student loans totaling $280,000. Other immigrants granted parole under the Biden administration have also had their benefits stripped now by the Trump White House. In March, termination notices started being delivered to hundreds of thousands of migrants who entered the U.S. through a fraud-ridden parole program launched by the Biden administration. The program, CHNV, was terminated by the Trump administration last month. So there you go. Not just the problem and what was allowed to happen, but now... But now the fact that that President Trump is already ending this nonsense is the big story there from the dailycaller.com. All right. Yeah. So 905. These are criminals or people with criminal or terrorist records. 905, according to the Daily Caller, were collecting Medicaid. I could have sworn I heard a different number earlier this morning. So I'll keep my eye out for a Fox News story as well, because that one came out a few days ago now, for that one from the Daily Caller. All right. Now, some of you sitting here thinking, "Golly, these guys get Medicaid. They get that. Well, what about me? What do I get?" Well, let me tell you about a deal I got for you. YHIC, your home improvement company, their biggest sale of the year. It's a once-a-year event. I told you about their deal on renovating your bathroom last week. Let me tell you about the unbeatable deal for windows this week. By the way, both are ongoing. 50% off your window purchase, plus free labor with a minimum of four windows. It's a deal you don't want to miss. Plus, they've got easy financing, zero down, zero interest, and zero payments for 12 months. That's until 2026. Call 406-948-2836 today to schedule your free in-home consultation. This is their biggest sale of the year. Don't miss out. Let me repeat, 50% off your window purchase, plus free labor, minimum of four windows. 406-948-2836. You're going to love the difference with your home improvement company. Go to YHIC.com to find out how. All right. The guys with their own action figure cutouts, the Western Egg Network, coming up.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
If you have a nest egg of cash that you want to put into something safe to earn a decent return, should you invest in U.S. Treasury bonds backed by the largest economy in the world, or should you buy the bonds of Greece, a country that 15 years ago flirted with bankruptcy as a result of reckless borrowing? The message in markets today is astounding because investors prefer Greece. Others have noted that the unprecedented rise in U.S. bond yields during the recent surge in stock market volatility of late, which breaks the usual pattern. Generally, when the markets go wobbly, people stash their money away in bonds, driving the prices of those bonds up and your yields down. But the roulette wheel of tariff policy appears to be sending a different message to investors. Get your money out of the U.S. altogether. It'll take months and more likely years of more stable, predictable, and clearly articulated U.S. economic policy to change this sentiment. We remain the most vibrant, dynamic, and growth-oriented economy in the developed world. But the world trusts us less than Greece. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. 7 years in jail. That's how much time federal prosecutors are seeking for disgraced and expelled former New York GOP Representative George Santos. He pleaded guilty to federal fraud and identity theft charges. The U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of New York argued that a significant sentence was warranted because the New York Republicans' quote, unparalleled crimes had made a mockery of the country's election system. The prosecutors argued that Santos created what they termed a quote, holy totally fictitious biography. They accused him of what they called a voracious appetite for fame and said it enabled him to exploit the very system by which we select our representatives. Attorneys for Santos dismissed the seven-year proposal as, quote, absurd and unfounded. They said it, quote, appears designed to beat up on a man that already took full responsibility for his actions. Counsel for Santos rejected the notion that he will fall back into criminal behavior, noting he has no prior criminal record. They argued instead for a two-year prison term, which is the mandatory minimum sentence for aggravated identity theft. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
With the Daybreak Ag Report on the Western Ag Network, I'm Lane Nordlund. President Donald Trump this past week during a cabinet meeting suggested a new program that will be set up to legalize guest farm workers and reduce the risk of farmers and ranchers losing undocumented workers to mass deportations.
We're also going to work with farmers that if they have strong recommendations for their farms for certain people, we're going to let them stay in for a while and work with the farmers and then come back and go through a process, a legal process. But we have to take care of our farmers and hotels and, you know, various places where they use, where they need the people.
Trump suggested undocumented workers would be given a chance to self-deport and return to the country legally. Trump stated that the Secretary of Homeland Security, Kristi Noem, and Secretary of Agriculture, Brooke Rollins, would work together on the issue.
And we're going to be working with you very carefully on that. So a farmer will come in with a letter concerning certain people saying they're great, they're working hard. We're going to slow it down a little bit for them. And then we're going to ultimately bring them back. They'll go out. They're going to come back as legal workers. Okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Agriculture groups are reviewing President Trump's comments on farm labor, with American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duval thanking him for recognizing the role of farm workers in the ongoing labor crisis. USDA data shows 42% of crop workers, roughly 500,000 people, are undocumented, many whom are settled rather than migrant. To address labor shortages, farms have increasingly turned to the H-2A guest worker program, which filled over 384,000 legal guest worker jobs across 22,000 farms in fiscal year 2024. However, the program is criticized for being expensive, overly complex, and limited to seasonal work, making it very complex for year-round operations like livestock producers. Farm groups have long urged Congress to allow year-round guest workers and legalize undocumented farm laborers. But while the House passed the Farm Workforce Modernization Act in 2021, it stalled in the Senate.
Ranchers, coming up this Thursday, April 17th. It's a big day at Glasgow Stockyards in Montana. It's the 37th annual McRae Big Dry Angus Ranch Production Auction. This year, selling 80 yearling Angus bulls and 15 registered Angus heifers. We're talking seed stock quality, commercial common sense. Sale time is 1 o'clock, also carried live on Northern Livestock Video. Following Big Drive, B&O Angus will sell 85 fancy Angus no-brand 800-pound replacement heifers. For all the details, visit Glasgow Stockyards.
With AgWest Farm Credit, the health of your business drives the future of ours. We're an agricultural lending cooperative powered by you, our customer members, and we're focused on your success. Our patronage program puts earnings back in your pocket. You not only borrow at competitive interest rates, you earn a cash dividend to strengthen your business and your bottom line. At AgWest Farm Credit, you're an owner, and ownership pays. Learn more about AgWest patronage and eligibility at agwestfc.com. Equal opportunity provider and employer, equal housing lender.
If you have a great agriculture business idea, listen up. That's because the American Farm Bureau Federation, in partnership with Farm Credit, is seeking entrepreneurs to apply online by June 9th for the 2026 Farm Bureau Ag Innovation Challenge. Now in its 12th year, this national business competition showcases U.S. startup companies developing innovative solutions to challenges faced by America's farmers, ranchers, and rural communities. Visit the American Farm Bureau online for details. In other contest news, the National Corn Growers will launch its fifth iteration of Consider Corn Challenge, a contest in which participants can submit proposals for new uses of field corn that have quantifiable market demand. NCGA has more online for that, too. I'm Lane Nordlund, Western Ag Network.
Montana Talks, where you get the mic. Call in now at 406-294-0970. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
All right, I got some more numbers in front of me here. Let's just keep on this track. I do want to get to this op-ed written by a former staffer to Liberal Senator John Tester. Big surprise here, right? Big surprise. 17 years this guy worked for Liberal Senator John Tester. I've told this to people. Some of the people who fell for John Tester's shtick. All right. I'll get back to the illegal alien numbers here in a second. We've covered that nonstop, of course. But so there's a guest opinion column that got picked up by the Liberal Lee newspapers over the weekend. It's written by a guy who for 17 years worked for Liberal Senator John Tester. Somebody do the math for me. That means this guy was practically there with John Tester since day one. I've talked with people. You know, I did 105 events across Montana during 2024. We talk with everybody on a day-to-day basis here. I get messages. I get emails. I get social media messages. We get phone calls, right? I have access to such great information because of all of you guys out there. And I had people who's like, yeah, well, you know, I voted for him back in 06, or they voted for him in 2012, and they thought he was a different kind of Democrat. They fell for the flat top, big belly shtick, the missing fingers shtick. And I have known since day one that this guy was a hardcore environmental wacko leftist, because I saw the people that he surrounded himself with. I went to the University of Montana. So I've been at, you know, ground zero for environmental wackos, right? The Montperg activist, the now Florid Montana activists, the Democrat Party activists. And John Tester, the people that he was hiring were the most far left wackos of all those groups that I just mentioned. That's who he put in key staff positions. And so... And this guy worked for 17 years. He worked in John Tester's office, meaning you paid this guy's salary. Here he is trashing the Bull Mountains coal mine, which is the mine north of Billings, the mine south of Roundup. Great, hardworking, high-wage coal mining jobs. They just gave $6 million to build a hockey arena in Billings. So remember during the 2024 election when John Tester claimed that he was going to support the Crow Tribe, claimed that he was going to support the Bull Mountains coal mine? You and I knew it was bull. You and I knew he wasn't going to do squat. I thought there was maybe a chance John Tester might do the right thing during the lame duck session and deliver the Crow Revenue Act. He didn't. So... big surprise now to see the guy who was basically the top natural resource staffer for flip-flop, flat-top Liberal Senator John Tester trashing a coal mine in Montana. This is who John Tester surrounded him with, because that's who he is. That's who he was. He was a phony since day one. Friendliest guy in the picture either. I mean, you hate to judge a book by its cover, but by the picture here that he provided to the Liberal Lee newspapers for his attack on the coal mine, does not look like the friendliest guy. Looks like he is more than happy to stick it to the hardworking families who depend on that coal mine and depend on the wages and the benefits that come from that coal mine. Yeah, there you go. My goodness. All right, let's get back into some of these other numbers here. So many things to talk about here on this Monday morning. So I was telling you how, let's see, the numbers, you know, 6,300 when you combine criminal so-called migrants and those on the terror watch list. Doge found 6,300 aliens admitted with criminal or terror ties went on to receive a Social Security number and benefits like Medicaid under Biden. That's what Senator Marsha Blackburn posted on X over the weekend. Stephen Miller, of course, Deputy Chief of Staff for President Trump at the White House. He's been with President Trump since day one, especially on border policy. He had a great message that he shared on Saturday, talking about how now, what's the strategy of the left? What's the strategy of the Democrats? First, they allowed this country to be invaded, and then now they want to slow the removal of all of these illegal aliens. They want to slow walk the removal. They allowed our country to be invaded, and now they're saying, oh, no, you can't just kick the invaders out. They want to have a lengthy, dramatic process for every single one of these 15 million plus illegal aliens. I'll read his post here. Biden imported 15 million plus illegals in 4 years. Democrats believe each alien should get a lengthy federal trial before being sent back. After we scour the country to find them, because they are all evading arrest. A typical trial would take months to complete, not counting appeals. This would mean, even if we shut down our entire federal court system to do nothing else, the process that the Democrats demand would take multiple centuries to complete, which Democrats understand because they don't want any aliens removed. They want them all registered to vote. The judicial process is for Americans. Immediate deportation is for illegal aliens. If you break into someone's house, you don't get to spend months or years debating your presence. Trespassers must go, and they must go now. Such a spot-on message there from Stephen Miller. All right, I haven't even pulled up my long list of audio clips that we've got available for you here. We're playing catch-up. You're playing a little bit of catch-up, too. That's why you're tuning in to Monday's Montana Talks here. All right, what are we going to do to kick off the week here? Not that any of you really get days off, but it's considered the start of the work week, what seems like the never-ending work week. All right, back right after this.
Tackling the issues that shape our state, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's jump right in the phone lines here. We've got Steve and Ballantyne first up here. Steve, what's going on? Happy Monday to you.
Well, happy to you, too. Well, anyway, I just turned 65 on Saturday.
Hey.
Okay, you just, yeah, milestone, man.
Happy birthday.
And thank you. And I'm still working my butt off here and when I'm not at work. Anyway, you mentioned this Medicare thing with the illegals. People need to know that, you know, a couple months ago, Aaron, I was in the hospital for 2 days, okay? I just opened up the bill last night that came in the mailbox, okay? For a two-day stay at the hospital, which they didn't do nothing but a few tests, okay, was a grand total of over $9,000. And out of that $9,000, I got really good insurance. I got to pay $2,000 out of my pocket, okay, for just basically doing tests at the hospital. And yet, Biden and all these liberals give all these people that don't deserve, they give them Medicare, they give them some type of status to be in the United States, they try to anyway, and I'm working at 65 to pay taxes to pay for that crap that they're giving them illegals. Mm-hmm. And then I got to pay $2,000 out of my pocket. It's bull.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. Yeah, it's like, okay, you're 65, so now you hit that gate where you get this or you get that. You've been paying into these systems and these programs your entire life, but somebody who just broke into the country, ding, 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 jackpot, right? It's such a slap in the face to every single American, but especially, those who are now finally getting in towards what should be their retirement years, right? And then how many people are out there sitting on the couch while people like Steve and others go to work every day?
Exactly. So it just hurts me. So thank you.
Hey, no, thank you. And then, of course, we could talk healthcare policy as well, which is, how Obamacare destroyed everything and how, a simple hospital visit shouldn't have to be that expensive, but they've driven up the cost of everything. And then those of you who have your own insurance or pay cash, well, if you pay cash, you might get a deal, but anyway, we need to expand health savings accounts. We need to eliminate more of the middlemen in our health racket that's been going on in this country as well, and get back to you know, nurses and doctors and patients and more. Either way, but that's another rant for another day. Stephen Valentine, good to hear from you. Thanks so much for the phone call. Let's see. Speaker Johnson here. You know, how do we rein in these lawless federal judges that are trying to slow walk the exfil of all of these illegal aliens who invaded this country? Hey, I don't know if you heard, but just last week, the House did pass, the U.S. House of Representatives did pass a bill to try to rein in these lawless leftist district court judges who have been going beyond their authority as district judges to issue these nationwide injunctions, tying the hands of the administration. Here's what Speaker Johnson had to say. Let me see. I think he was on with Maria Bartiromo, if I'm not mistaken. I believe that's where this clip comes from, shared by Rapid Response 47 on X.
You know, we've had real abuse of this system where these judges, individual judges, will issue nationwide injunctions to stop President Trump's agenda. It's been abused. The statistics show it. Remember, 67% of all national injunctions over the last 100 years have been issued against one president. His name is Donald J. Trump. And 92% of those were issued by Democrat-appointed judges to the bench. We got to stop that.
All right. Now, I shared some numbers from Stephen Miller earlier talking about the 15 million plus illegal aliens that were allowed to invade this country. Stephen Miller was also on Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo on Fox News, talking not only about the border and getting these illegal aliens out of the country, but he was also talking about tariffs. Now, one narrative you're probably hearing this from the legacy media. I'm trying not to call them the mainstream media anymore because they're not mainstream. They've maybe been considered mainstream, but they're not mainstream. When they refer to men as women and women as men, boys as girls and girls as boys, when they, you know, don't want to call illegal aliens, and when they, you know, attack any effort to get illegal aliens out of this country, but, you know, that's not mainstream. What most in the media are doing and touting is not mainstream. So the legacy media, though, the narrative they're trying to put out there is the latest narrative, at least, is they're saying, oh, Donald Trump is now exempting some components from the China tariffs. Stephen Miller says, no, actually, what they're reporting on was part of the plan since day one.
You were targeting specific items from day one. Walk us through these exemptions, Stephen, and what they mean.
Yes, this is just another great example of how President Trump had a detailed plan from the beginning that's being executed exactly as directed. And unfortunately, some in the media are deliberately misportraying that plan. The original 20% IEPA, that's the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, for China poisoning our citizens with fentanyl, that 20% rate is and continues to be applied to all imports from China. When the president issued his reciprocal tariffs, our government at the time specifically said that chips and semiconductors, which are critical components of our national security, were going to be dealt with through a separate commerce authority known as the 232. That was always the plan because those components are so essential to our national security, we need to have a separate process for dealing with how to reshore those essential industries. When the tariff rate went up to the full rate of 125 on top of the 20, it was necessary to publish a more detailed list from Customs and Border Protection explaining the rates and how they're applied. There are no exemptions. Everyone pays at least the 20%. And these particular components are being put through a separate process controlled by the Department of Commerce, which is the 232. So this is a sophisticated, elegant, detailed plan to deal with Chinese economic aggression against the United States.
Now, one thing I want to talk about, I need to shorten down the soundbite, though. Sean Fain, the United Auto Workers union leader. I'm pretty sure that's the union, right? Make sure I got that right off of memory here. Anyway, Sean Fain was on MSNBC, and man, the left-wing activists on MSNBC, they were trying to just hammer Sean Fain for supporting these tariffs. which is very interesting when you think about it, because the Democrats, what is their coalition? Somehow they have been able to hold a coalition together that includes these radical environmentalists and unions, which is crazy when you think about it, because of the fact that they work against each other. The radical environmentalists have been killing union jobs, and the unions have just been putting up with it and taking it, probably because a lot of the union bosses have been getting paid off. So as long as they got money in their pocket, what do they care, right? They're Democrat activists. But Sean Fain is standing up for these tariffs, and he gets into basically this huge back and forth with these folks on. But what I think is interesting is basically this shows that the working class is now consolidating behind Trump and behind the GOP, more so behind Trump, but hopefully eventually more so behind the GOP as well. In fact, Brad Todd was on CNN over the weekend. I think Rapid Response 47 also shared this. Yeah, this is a new CBS poll, a CBS poll. Listen to this one.
Later this week, you saw a lot more clarity heading into the goal, which is get tough on China, be open to negotiate with other countries. If President Trump will sell this as a fairness issue, Americans are going to be with him. That CBS poll indicates a majority support his goals on this. Germany shouldn't be taxing our cars at 100% when we tax theirs at a quarter of that. Mm-hmm. It's a basic level of fairness. You know, and Democrats, for their part, this is a big chance for them. Like Elizabeth Warren, who you had on the show earlier, she's been for tariffs her whole life, but she hates Donald Trump more than she likes the things she believes in. It's a big chance. Joe Biden added tariffs to electric vehicles and solar panels and steel and aluminum. Democrats need to work with Donald Trump to crack down on China.
All right. Yeah, very interesting. CBS poll showing that the working class Americans support what Trump is doing. Hey, you're working hard. You're traveling. You know, you're running and gunning. Here's the challenge. You know, when you're traveling and you're running around like crazy, you get hungry. And then what do you want to do? You think, oh, I'm just going to grab something quick. Well, then you grab something quick. It costs you a lot of money. And then you're really not full even after you eat something quick. And then you probably consumed 1,000 calories just with that one little quick trip. You probably consumed half your caloric recommended intake for the day just on that one little pit stop. Tell you what, if you go to Billings Last Diet, they've got some great ideal protein snacks. So you're driving around, you're running around, you just eat that great little snack. It tides you over and saves you some money. That's what I've found as well. Another great reason, if you want to lose the weight and keep it off for life, go to BillingsLastDiet.com. They got a remote option that works for the whole state now, too.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Trump's tariffs have already doubled the revenue taken in by the Customs Bureau. Uncle Sam collected an extra billion dollars in custom duties last month. You know, every little bit helps. The U.S. Currently relies on China, believe it or not, to produce 90% of generic antibiotics used by Americans. This is insane. We've got to bring pharmaceutical manufacturing back to this country. God forbid this COVID 2.0, and I've been saying this, and we can't have in a world that's now racing towards artificial intelligence and the need for semiconductor chips, we got to get to this, you know, we got to get to the bottom of being independent on vital industries immediately. And we got to move fast.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Hey, you exhausted every day, maybe you have the 3 p.m. crash or struggling with memory issues, having a hard time focusing. You have to stop and pay attention to what I'm about to tell you. I never run out of energy and I'm fully focused. Strong Cell, it's a revolutionary supplement that has truly changed my life. I use it every single day. It gives you natural energy, helps me stay focused all day long, and just makes me feel better overall. Whether you're a working mom or dad or homeschooling your kids or some of our loyal men and women behind the wheel across the country, try Strong Cell. It'll change your life. Linda uses it as well.
I use it every single day. I have my kids using it, my parents using it, my in-laws using it, my friends using it. And I am telling you, it is immediate. It is one of the only ways you can get NADH on the market, and it works.
Go to HannityStrong.com. Use promo code Hannity. You get a special 20% off any order. Once again, HannityStrong.com. And Strong Cell believes in their products so much, you get a 60-day no-risk policy. Invest in your health. I did it. It changed my life.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With partly to mostly sunny skies for today, we're looking at high temperatures in the mid to upper 50s. For tonight, skies will stay mainly clear with low temperatures in the mid 30s. And the outlook for Tuesday does call for sunny to partly cloudy skies. Highs ranging from the upper 60s in Bozeman to the mid 70s in Billings. Partly cloudy skies into Tuesday night with lows in the low to mid 40s. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Man, we've seen some high-profile arrests of illegal aliens and Tren de Aragua gang members here in Montana. But how many illegal aliens do they think are actually hiding out here in Montana? We got a number from Montana Governor Greg Gianforte because he's been working with federal law enforcement, talked about the incredible collaboration that's finally taken place. He says there's 1,000 illegal aliens, mostly in the Gallatin Valley. Full story, go to MontanaTalks.com.
Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofsky.
With roughly 2 weeks to go in the 2025 legislative session, things are moving at a frantic pace. Or are they? From a legislator's perspective, it all depends on what committees you sit on. Those committees that deal with general bills are just about done with their work. But the finance and tax committees, those dealing with the money, are approaching a frantic pace. Saturday marked the deadline for all amendments to general bills to pass from one house to the other. To meet the deadline, members of the House and Senate met for 3 days in grueling marathon floor sessions. I say grueling because it's almost torturous to sit in a chamber for 10 hours listening to debate drone on, all the while knowing that most of the bills will likely pass by large margins. Those that don't pass by large margins will likely pass on a nearly party line vote, with the Republicans voting yes after the Democrats try to talk the bill to death. Either way, it's a relief when the last bill is transmitted, giving legislators a short break until the next marathon floor session dealing with the revenue bills. That deadline is next week Wednesday, and after that, it's a race to the finish line as the legislature looks to final adjournment sometime around the end of April. In the meantime, we've got some good news to report. Several of our bills have now passed both houses and are headed to the governor for his signature, one of which is House Bill 400, also known as the Free to Speak Act. As Benjamin Franklin once said, quote, without freedom of thought, there can be no such thing as wisdom and no such thing as public liberty without freedom of speech, end quote. Over the years, we've seen an increased effort on the part of public schools and universities to force students to use politically correct speech or to face discipline, which may include suspension or even expulsion. The compelled speech covers many topics, one of which is the use of gender pronouns to describe transgender students. As you may recall, a bill was passed last session which made it illegal for a student to be forced to use pronouns inconsistent with another student's biological sex. House Bill 400 goes a step further and confers those same protections to all state employees, including public school teachers. Ironically, a perfect example of the need for this bill occurred while the bill was being debated. 2 weeks ago, a preschooler in Great Britain was suspended for the crime of transphobia for misgendering another child. The suspended student is 3 or 4 years old and probably can't even say the word transphobia. The latest figures from the UK's Department of Education show the number of students suspended or expelled for being transphobic or homophobic rose from 164 in 2022 to 178 in 2023, and those figures included 13 students as young as 4 or 5 years old. This is bureaucratic wokeism run amok, and it's here in the United States as well. Students across the U.S., including those in Fairfax, Virginia, may now be suspended or expelled for using quote-unquote incorrect gender pronouns or for calling a student by their original name rather than their newly chosen transgender name. The argument is always the same. Those in favor of government-compelled speech say that not using a person's chosen pronouns is a form of bullying, regardless of the fact that they're compelling speech that ignores biological reality. As those in favor of House Bill 400 pointed out, if we allow bureaucrats to begin forcing students to say things that are patently false, Where does it end? The culture wars may seem silly to some, but they have real-life consequences for real-life people. Now it seems, even for those as young as 3 years old. We applaud the legislature for passing House Bill 400 and for recognizing that there's a big difference between education and indoctrination. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laszlofy reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.
All right, great update there by Jeff Laszlofy. Did you notice one important point he included there? Teachers are also protected by that compelled speech legislation. Huh. Seems like a couple of the news sources that I just was scanning this morning left that part out conveniently. They wanted to make it sound like the bill would punish teachers when it actually protects teachers.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
You have a nest egg of cash that you want to put into something safe to earn a decent return. Should you invest in U.S. Treasury bonds backed by the largest economy in the world? Or should you buy the bonds of Greece, a country that 15 years ago flirted with bankruptcy as a result of reckless borrowing? The message to markets today is astounding because investors prefer Greece. Others have noted that the unprecedented rise in U.S. bond yields during the recent surge in stock market volatility of late, which breaks the usual pattern. Generally, when the markets go wobbly, people stash their money away in bonds, driving the price of those bonds up and your yields down. But the roulette wheel of tariff policy appears to be sending a different message to investors. Get your money out of the U.S. altogether. It'll take months and more likely years of more stable, predictable, and clearly articulated U.S. economic policy to change the sentiment. We remain the most vibrant, dynamic, and growth-oriented economy in the developed world. But the world trusts us less than Greece. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.